Narcissa is presented by Dipsy. Tap into the power of your sensuality with sexy audio stories created for women by women. Download the app and transport your mind today. Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only. Q-Code presents Narcissa, starring Diana Agron, created by Alex O'Eaton.
Jesus, it's pouring. Come on, come on. Open. Can I, get in? For a second there, I thought you weren't gonna let me in.
I had to verify your identity first.
How do you do that?
When you signed up for Narcissa, you give the company access to your chip.
My chip? I never agreed to that.
Well, you must have. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. We only look at it to make sure you are who you say you are.
I wouldn't have agreed to that. That's like giving them access to all my information, my whole life.
I promise it's for my protection. There's a lot of crazy people out there. You wouldn't want anything bad to happen to me, would you?
No, I guess not.
Okay then, Spencer Malik. Come here and kiss me.
You were driving me crazy in there, watching you play. Man. Then you fucking won. I mean, you're the real deal, huh?
Thank you.
What are you?
What do you mean?
Are you real?
Of course I'm real.
I'm sorry, that was stupid. I know humanoids aren't even legal anymore. I just...
And you.
Oh, shit. Who could that be?
Let's see. Can I help you?
Can I see you again?
Do I know you?
We met at the Oakview.
I'm sorry, I've never seen you before tonight.
Is there a problem here?
No, babe. Let me handle this.
She beat you fair and square.
What is he doing in the car with you?
I'm sorry, I don't know who you are, and we really have to get going.
Bye-bye now.
Wait!
What's she want?
I don't know.
Here. You want some bubbly?
Maybe later.
I knew you were high class, but this is some fancy stuff, man. In a limo? I haven't been in a limo since, like, senior prom.
Only the best for the best.
Is that what I am? The best?
Yes. You're the best.
And what are you gonna do for the best?
I...
Oh, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Show me.
Okay. Why don't you close your eyes, then?
I won't do anything too crazy. You're bad.
You like that?
Harder. Damn, so hot.
No peeking. I want to try something else.
Yeah, baby. Okay. What are you?
Remove this chip.
Got it. Part 3. Andy.
You did good tonight. Thank you.
What would you like me to do with all this money?
It's yours to do with what you want.
I want to give it to you.
No. Use it another way. Exercise your independence.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
He is generous. He gives me money, my own apartment, my independence. These are things most people think I don't need. He says he likes me to be independent, but I know he's always watching. There are cameras on the walls. Sometimes I don't know what to do with my time alone. Occasionally, he gives me really old movies to watch, and I learn from them. I mimic what the women in them do. I clean. I cook. I sit and I wait for his instruction. My clients are normally nervous when they open the door for the first time. They don't know how to interact with someone like me. Can they touch me? Do they shake my hand or kiss me? Am I exactly what they hope for? The answer is always yes. No isn't part of Narcissa. It was different with him. When he opened the door, he immediately shook my hand. His skin on mine startled me at first. He felt familiar. I'd never been there before, but it felt like coming home.
Please enter. Do you recognize me?
Why would I recognize you? I've never met you before.
Can I get you anything?
No, thank you.
Good. Follow me.
I learn a lot from the homes of my clients. The way they choose to decorate says so much about them. Paintings versus photos, curtains versus shades. The list goes on. All my clients are wealthy. However, since being with him, I have learned the difference between wealth and good taste. The difference between an $800 suit and a $4,000 suit. I've learned there's a difference between those who own animals and those who do not. And most importantly, there's a difference between those who think they know what they want and those who demand it. These are things I did not know before I met him.
This is the bedroom.
It's a beautiful bedroom. Would you like me to undress?
No.
Would you like me to undress you?
No. Sit here, please. I want you to help me with something else. Can you do that?
You don't have to ask. I'll do anything.
Anything?
Whatever you need. The answer is always yes. No isn't part of Narcissa.
Good girl.
I have never had a client like him. I am usually only with someone for one night, maybe two. But I have already been with him for a month. And now I know he has no intention of letting me go. He has taught me far too much. When he first explained his plan and how I was able to help him, I didn't understand. He told me that he'd been watching me. And that he knew I was the only one capable of helping him. I'm a visual learner. Can you show me?
It would be my pleasure.
He showed me. It looked easy enough. So then it was my turn. All he asked is that he get to be there for my first one. Did you finish your drink?
Yeah, thank you.
Great. Let's turn this off.
Well, but this is the best part.
Is this why you picked me up at the bar? To watch movies all night?
For the record, you picked me up and brought me to your apartment.
Tomato, tomato.
Don't you mean tomato, tomato?
Hold your horses.
Oh, that drink was strong. I feel kind of... Are you expecting someone?
Did he finish the whole drink?
Yes.
Perfect.
What's going on here? Who the hell are you? What'd you give me?
It's a powder made up of flunitrazepam and rohypnol.
What?
Hurry before he falls asleep.
Hey, stop. What the fuck are you doing? Stop.
Yeah, that's right. Just like that. You want to slip from ear to ear.
Let me go.
Don't hesitate. It's easy, right? You gotta be careful of the walls. See how it's sprayed like that?
I see. I'll do better next time.
When you're used to it, you won't always need to drug them. Sometimes it can make things more messy. Only use it if you know you have time to get them home before it takes effect.
I understand.
The most important thing is for them to trust you, to love you, and then you pull the rug out.
Why are we killing them?
Because we can. Because no one really cares.
I understand.
Tell me. How did it make you feel?
Alive.
Good. Girl. Now let me watch you clean up your mess.
And just like that, he turned me into a killer. I never thought I'd be able to kill someone. It isn't part of my nature. I like to please people too much. But in this case, that's exactly what I'm doing for him. Watching me kill pleases him. He corrects me, though. He says he is the killer, and I'm just his weapon. But I wasn't lying when I said killing made me feel alive. Taking a life makes me want to live more. I want to do more, see more. I want to do it again, but the man says I have to be patient. Sometimes when he doesn't need me, I go on long walks by myself. I like to walk from the dense city all the way out to the country. It smells different out here, like how I imagine the earth used to smell everywhere. It reminds me of a client I once had. He burned cedar in his house. I only stayed with him for the night, but I'll never forget that smell. If I could, I'd live at the bottom of a big mountain, away from all the noise. Maybe one day I'll get a client out here, although all the rich people seem to live in town. Lately, when I'm alone, my thoughts return to Sid, the girl from the bar. Seeing her at the poker game was shocking for both of us. I could tell I made her nervous. I'm used to making people nervous. But I fear I also offended her. Maybe one day I can make it up to her. I don't know what she wants from me, but I know I want something from her. She isn't like anyone I've met before, and I want to know more about her. I want to learn from her.
Hey, what in the world are you doing out here?
Exploring.
You shouldn't be out here all alone. You want a ride?
Yes. Thank you.
So what's in the bag?
Money.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I've never been in a car like this.
Oh, yeah. It's old, but I don't trust those new fancy smart cars. I like to drive myself. I don't need a computer driving me around. Where can I take you?
I don't know. Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going home.
I could go there.
I don't think my wife would be pleased about that.
Oh, okay. How about the Oakview downtown?
I can do that. You know, you really shouldn't be walking around alone like that.
Why?
Are you from around here?
Yes.
All right, so you must know there's talk of a new serial killer.
A serial killer?
Yeah, ma'am. It's all over the news.
Last week marks the 10th victim in what the police are now calling a string of serial murders.
See, I told you.
Here's a clip from this morning's briefing with Detective Laura Souther and Special Agent Hans Gold from the MRD.
We have deduced that these murders are linked due to the gruesome style of killing. Each victim has had their throat slit and their ID chip removed. With no chip, it's difficult to identify the victim and killer. However, I assure you, we are working tirelessly to solve this case. Unfortunately, it also appears the killer's very knowledgeable of where the dark spots are.
Dark spots? I thought this whole town was bugged.
We want to urge all LA residents to take caution when traveling alone and at night. Special Agent Gold would like to say a few words.
Good afternoon. By now, I'm sure you've all heard that there's been a recent spike in mind reader activity. My division will be working hard to catch all remaining mind readers. And while I can't say for sure that this is the work of a reader, I'd like to remind you all to practice mind reader awareness. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Thank you.
You know, I don't know where they get off hunting readers. They're good people. I knew one once long time ago, and he was just the nicest, most normal man I ever met. He got caught by one of those agents, and they took him away. A few months later, they brought him home, but he never said another word. They zapped his brain or cut out his tongue or something. I don't know.
Oh, that's awful. Thank you for the ride.
Hey, don't forget your big bag of money.
Before he dropped me off, the man in the truck warned me not to talk to strangers. He told me killers are often the person you'd least expect them to be. He's right about that.
Welcome back. Can I take your bag for you?
No. Thank you. I spent a lot of time in bars. My clients prefer to meet me in dark rooms because they feel safe and secluded. They don't have to worry about running into their kid's nanny or their wife. I like the Oakview for two reasons. One being the different types of people here. It's a hotel bar, so there are always new people coming and going. I like to watch them, to study the way they move and interact. The way a person's eyes and mouth move when they're attracted to someone. How a woman might fidget and play with her hair when she's nervous, while a man might speak louder or entirely stop listening to his date. Not because he doesn't find them interesting, but because he's too taken with his own desire. The second reason I like this particular bar is because of her.
I've been meaning to talk to you all shift. What happened yesterday was completely inappropriate. It can never happen again, Sid.
I promise.
You've just seemed so distracted. I need you on top of your game.
Yeah, I know.
Great. Friends?
Friends. Whoa.
Hi, Sid.
Shit. Shit, shit, shit.
Sid!
It's all good. Nothing broke. Hi. What are you doing here?
I came to bring you this.
Oh my God. Hide that. What are you doing?
I want you to have it.
What?
No, you won. You can't just throw away $100,000.
I'm not throwing it away. I'm giving it to you.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's mine to do with what I want.
Oh my God. You have no idea how much I need this.
It's for your friend, right?
How did you know that?
I was here the other day when he was freaking out.
You were?
Yeah, he came in right as I was about to talk to you.
Huh. Yeah. It's for him. He's always getting himself into trouble. You know, I'd love to call him really quickly.
Go ahead.
Angel, call Kent. Yes, leave a message. Kent, I'm at work right now, so I can't really go into it, but you don't have to worry anymore, okay? I'll come over as soon as I'm off. Sorry about that.
You're a good friend.
He really should be thanking you, not me. Still can't believe you were at that game last night. Do you and that guy play together or something?
No.
Come on. I won't tell anyone.
Is she suspicious of me? I need to change the subject quick. I need to connect to her. Maybe I should cry. Sadness isn't a very easy emotion for me to conjure, but it seems to work on people.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. He's an old friend. I hadn't seen him in a while. I hurt him really bad once. I've never forgiven myself.
I know how you feel. You look really beautiful when you cry. Sorry. Bad timing.
Thank you. That actually helped.
Can't really believe you're here. Didn't know if I was gonna ever see you again.
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't talk last night. My boss doesn't like me talking to people when I'm on the clock.
Your boss?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah, okay. I gotcha.
I'm an escort. I thought you knew.
Yeah, I know. But I thought Spencer was an old friend, though.
Those things don't have to be mutually exclusive. I'm not working tomorrow night if you want to get a drink or something.
Me? Yeah, sure. And what time were you thinking?
7.
Cool, yeah. Works for me. Can I get you a drink or something?
No. I'm happy just to watch you for a little bit.
Okay. Well, I'll try not to break any more glasses.
She looks different suddenly. Her cheeks are flushed. She can't stop touching her hair. Her pupils are dilating. Perhaps I should contract mine so she knows I'm attracted to her too. What should I do with this freedom? What do I want? This is a question I normally don't ask myself. What do I want? I want her. I want Sid.
Narcissa stars Diana Agron as Sid, with Maria Sten as Andy, Eric Pasoja as The Man, Angel Olsen as Angel 2.0, Timothy V. Murphy as Hans, Jennifer LaFleur as Laura. Additional performances by Peter Falls, Sam Shaneberg, Robin Eaton, Lindsay Chambers, Asante Jones, Satara Falcon. Created, written, and directed by Alex O. Eaton. Executive produced by Diana Agron, Alex O. Eaton, Rob Herding, Sandra Yiling, and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Xinyan Hiyu, and Jack Friedman. Original music and composition by Robin Eaton and Roger Moutineau. Cue Code Head of Music, Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, David Tadashor, and Gabe Birch. Edited by Jeffrey Fedick. Additional editing by Ryan Walsh. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Sound design by Andrew Pomeroy. Mixed by Ryan Sanchez. Additional mixer, Brad Toller. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Assistant director, Harry Katz. Script supervisor, Lucia Peer. Production coordinators, Connor Gianlorenzo Leach and Bailey Grayson. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production assistant, Noah Jorgensen. Post coordinator, Beatrice Noronha. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Additional source music by Lion Lim, Jill Sobule, and Robin Eaton. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Ashton Harold, and Lacey Buchanan. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Narcissa is a Q Code production. Narcissa is presented by Dipsy. Listen to hundreds of sexy audio stories to unwind and reconnect with yourself. Download the app today.
Sex. It might surprise you to know that, well, it's been around for a while now. In fact, we are all the living, walking, breathing, talking proof that sex has been around for a long time. And over on the Betwixt the Sheets podcast with me, Kate Lister, I will be rooting around for the kinkiest, quirkiest stories in the history of sex, scandal and society. Or in other words, the best bits. Well, at least I think so. From bras to BDSM, from African warrior queens to witches, join me as I bed hop throughout time and civilizations to get under the cover with the most fascinating things that we've been doing, not to mention the downright weird. For example, did you know that men in ancient Greece were so turned on by a naked statue of Aphrodite that it had to be protected by guards?
We have accounts of men trying to have sex with the statue. It caused a sensation.
And that university professors once moonlighted as grave robbers?
We were executing less and less people, so there was a real shortage.
If you want to hear about all of this and more, then join me Betwixt the Sheets today, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. Brought to you by History Hit.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.